and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter. This is something that has been going on for a long time now. I can't believe how many of these we've done on a weekly basis.
So we're probably getting close to 100.
We are. We'll have to have some sort of major celebration.
I think so.
When we hit 100.
Yes.
I think this is episode 97, 98.
Yeah, we're getting close. Yeah.
Yeah, we really are.
I think probably close to the end of the year, we'll be around 100. Which we didn't even know if we could do one.
We didn't. And I think we've talked about
that.
Yeah,
what are we going to talk about? Will anybody listen?
And it's so cool when we have people come to the farmer's market, come out to the mercantile, or even just send a message about listening to the podcast.
Oh, we have people all the time that say they listen to the podcast. And it's like, really?
we get a kick out of it.
Yeah, we
it's
do.
Amazing.
And we appreciate those faithful people that listen and then tell us that they listen, so that's cool.
Yes. So thank you for your support with that. That's very encouraging to us and really helps us keep going, keep doing what we do.
We just keep talking.
We do. So today I think we're going to tell you a little bit about what our plans are starting 2020.
Wow. That seems, I mean, isn't that weird?
It's very weird.
I know. When it turned 2000, that seemed weird.
Yes, it did. And now here, 20 years later.
I know. That's unbelievable. It seems like we just turned 2000. And, you know, we had all the Y2K scare.
Oh, bring
and
that back.
I remember people had to stay up all night at work because the computers were going to crash. It was bizarre. So those of you who didn't live through that time, surely you've lived through that time. But if you didn't, if you're a younger person, it was really strange, and now it sounds really silly when we talk about it, but
we thought the world was coming to an end.
Yeah, we really didn't know what was going to happen because they thought computers were going to revert back to 1900.
We thought the entire electrical grid would go down.
Yeah, so we were prepared.
We hoarded food, water, groceries.
Exactly. Yeah, we did.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, we didn't know what was going to happen. But anyway, so
the times we've lived through.
I know.
So as we approach the new year, like many of you, you start making plans and goals. And we're doing that not only personally, but also for the business, for Five Feline Farm.
And this will be the first time that we both have had full time to focus from the beginning of the year to focus on the farm.
Yes.
And last year we had half the year, less than half the year,
right,
that we were both totally focused on the farm. And it was amazing the growth that we had. And so I really look forward to having a full year.
Oh, I do too. And as I mentioned on the last podcast, we are going to be closed in January and February. And we're using that time to rest, recharge, but also to do some planning for the farm and what our intent is and how we want to grow this business. We already have some ideas.
Yeah, we have some ideas. And during that time that we're closed, you can still get our products.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
The online mercantile
online
is always
never closes.
Open.
Yeah, the online mercantile, fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. Never closes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anytime. You can be in your jammies. It doesn't matter. We
That's
don't care.
Right.
Yeah, no judgment here. You
We're not even going to see you.
And we'll send it to you.
Yes, but we will get your order. We ship those out as quickly as possible. And it's really a lot of fun to see that ding.
Oh, yeah. We love to see. We get so excited. It's like, an order.
I know.
And then it's like, oh, yeah, let's start filling it. And I don't care if it's midnight. You know, I'm wanting to, like, start filling it because it's just fun and it's exciting. And, you know, we started the online store. We didn't know. And, you know, we're getting around. We've had about 100 orders.
That's right.
Now. So that's another benchmark for us.
It is.
And
those just keep coming and keep coming. And
It's so cool.
And we're going to offer some promotions during that time that we're taking a little break. And, you know, you can always order scones, maybe, you know, if you need have a special occasion. Yes. We can talk about that later.
Yes. If you have a need for scone, a need.
It's a need.
For scones, shoot us an email and or look online. Contact us through social media if we're around. You know, I'm certainly willing to bake in the off season for special occasions as well. And we can talk
about
that.
And you have done that for office meetings and different events. So
weddings. I did 150 pies, mini pies for a wedding one time. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. So we're not like falling off the face of the earth.
No.
But we have exciting stuff that we're working on.
We do. And one of those things is to build some online courses. Not a horse.
Yeah, not horse. A course. But course.
Oh, mercy. This is getting deep.
I know.
But we're going to offer some training. How about that?
Okay, that's okay.
Online. We're still in development phase at this point, but that is coming. We're going to do some hard work on that, getting that set up and offered, and really just teaching how we do what we do.
Yeah, how we have built a business.
Yes.
And really built a business from not a lot. We didn't know a whole lot about a business. Neither one of us had been in our own business or anything. And we didn't start with an enormous budget or loan or anything like that.
Right.
We've grown gradually and steady, and it's been very successful. And we have a lot of people that ask. And I think particularly as women, that has been another challenge.
Yes.
That I think maybe we can help a few folks.
I think so too. And that is certainly something that we intend to get going.
Yeah, we've done some speaking on that topic.
Yes. And that's another thing. We are available for speaking events to talk about the farm. We have one coming up in February where we'll be speaking to a Master Gardener conference, and we'll continue to tell you more about that as time gets closer. But we are available to do speaking about the things that we do.
Yep. So if you're interested in some of our topics, we'll try to start getting some of those out there of things that we feel pretty confident in speaking to a group about. And we'll get some more information out there to you.
We will. There'll be a page when we're ready for that to go. There'll be a page and some information available on the website for that. We'll be doing some more book launching during that time. I'm continuing to work on the novel, getting closer every day. Honeybee keeps telling us she has more stories to tell.
Oh yeah, she does. Yeah.
So I don't know if the other cats want to jump in on her storyline.
Well, they kind of did in the Honeybee Comes to the Farm. They're part of that story too. So she kind of introduced those characters, and they are characters.
Oh my.
So, I don't know. We get a little bit of free time to think. You can imagine I could come up with. But, anyway, I'm looking forward to it.
I am too.
2020 is going to be a great year for Five Feline Farm. And watch for what all we might come up with. And if you have something that you're interested in hearing more about from us, let us know.
Sure. And we can't do everything, but we are willing to think about those suggestions. A lot of suggestions we have put into practice. Requests for different types of products. We've been able to fill those requests. So, you know, if it fits within what we are able to do, what we feel like it can be a viable part of our business, we're good to go.
Yeah, there's a couple products that we're working on right now, some ideas that we have that hopefully will solve some problems for people. And that's what we want to do.
Absolutely.
We have a little bit of entertainment. And we like to solve problems for people. We like
yes,
to make
we do.
Products that's going to make them happy, that makes their life better. Even if it's scones, They yes. make your life better.
It is about enjoyment.
Yes.
So.
And that's where we're at in our life, and that's what we want to help you with. So let us know if you have something you would like for us to talk about to a group. We've talked with gardening groups, lots of different
yes.
schools, lots of different groups. So let us know. And we are looking forward to 2020.
We are. It's going to be a great year.
It is. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.